Benchback has a question.
Was that, I thought Ms. Adams, did you have a question? Okay, Benchback.
Redialing her.
Okay, Benchback, what's your question while we're trying to get her?
My question, Lydia, is this proposal limited to the convention, or will or the intent to make this a permanent policy for future programming?
No, I think we should always take this on a case-by-case basis, and so that we don't become, you know, there was a time when there was so much must carry that you lose your regional identity. And so, you know, we don't want that to supplant the local programming as a matter of practice. So, no, this is strictly for this. I'm saying there may be other occasions when we will also want to have a must carry. I wouldn't do it as a permanent standing rule for all national programming. We had issues with that back in the day. So this motion is just specific for this point in time.
Thank you.
Is Ms. Adams back on the call?
This is Grace. Yes.
You have a question?
Yes. Yes, I have two questions for you. First, I just want some clarification of what will be used to determine if the Green Party is included in the coverage, because I strongly encourage that as an alternative. And also, my second question is, I was wondering how the general managers and the program directors of the stations feel about the must carry, if they are for or against it.
Okay. Should I respond?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So in terms of the Green Convention is going to be strict, right? I mean, I thought we were ready to go on that. There was some late afternoon discussion about that, and so it's in the works. But the executive producer, who is Alan Minsky, and he is completely committed to making sure that that has the same coverage as the other conventions. Theirs are shorter. Their convention is shorter. I believe it's 2 days. But we committed to that up front. It's just that now, anyway, there's, you know, the usual kind of little discussions taking place late afternoon. But as far as I know, it will be moving forward, and we can do the coverage. And I fully support, as I did last time, that be included in this.
Okay. Now we're going to go to the stack. We have Brian, Janet, and Grace. Yes, Brian.
And Bill.
And then Bill.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to start by commending the work that's gone into producing these national broadcasts with, as we all know, incredibly scarce resources. That said, I am very nervous about the principle of the national board handing down programming mandates. You know, we're a board who are mostly people with not radio programming backgrounds. I feel like it's a slippery slope. We are a network that is committed to localism, which means our stations are supposed to decide how to meet the needs of their communities. Now, what we're talking about right now, if I'm understanding it correctly, 4 days of the Democratic Convention, 4 days of the Republican Convention, 2 days of the Green Convention, is a mandate for 40 hours of programming in the space of less than a month. All of which is going to contain, if I understand it correctly, national fundraising appeals. That's pretty heavy to lay on stations. We don't know what's going to happen in a given station's area, but if I were, for instance, a Pacifica station program manager in St. Paul this week, I wouldn't want to be told that I had to devote all of my afternoon drive time to carrying national programming. I might want to duck out for an hour. Same thing goes if I were a station manager in Baton Rouge this week. I think the right approach to national programming is to make programming good enough that stations want to carry it, not to cram it down their throats. And I know my station's planning to carry at least the first two conventions. I haven't heard anything about the Greek part planned for the Greens. I also know that our program director would like to carry 3 out of the 4 hours instead of 4 out of the 4 hours, because what she sees is our need to keep some amount of local content in drive time. And I think that's a perfectly reasonable decision. I wouldn't take that flexibility away from our station management. That's why I'll be voting against this.
Janet?
Yeah, well, so this should pay for itself with promotions and pitches, and then some, of course. And Pacifica will do unique coverage of these conventions, and so we will be attracting new listeners, which we need. So I support this motion.
Okay, great.
Yes, I have two questions. What about if a station is in Fund Drive? That's the first question. And the second question is, will you be covering the Libertarian Convention?
Okay. No one proposed the Libertarian Convention. And as far as the local Fund Drive, and I know this affects WBAI, I'm hoping that we can, and this came up on yesterday's call. So all of this has, by the way, involved a lot of logistics, including just doing the fundraising during the convention and having numbers and phones and all of that. I've gotten that worked out. But then in terms of breaking out for the somebody's fund drive, that is something that I hope that we discuss as part of, by necessity, only because I have to look into see what the dynamic is. The station that's in fund drive is WBAI. They use a phone service. For a lot of other logistical reasons, it's going to be difficult to parse that out. Having said that, the National, of course, has been picking up the slack whenever any of the stations, which are, you know, they take turns having to need that additional support. That cost has been passed on to National regardless. But nevertheless, I do want to at least look at it to see if there's some way to accommodate those stations in Fund Drive, and would hope to have a options for the meeting next Thursday. And so I would like to have that as a separate issue that we can discuss next Thursday. And then I don't know when the Libertarian Convention is. I thought that had already passed, but
yes, it did already pass.
Patel Adams back on staff, please.
We have Bill and then Ms. Adams. Bill.
The Green Convention smack in the middle of everybody's summer drive. The first week of August.
Okay, Bill, and then...
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll send an amendment that's kind of what Lydia was suggesting. I emailed that to you a few minutes ago. It says, I move to amend by adding this at the end of Serene's motion. Further, that all stations will be required to promote on-air and via social media and their email lists the special convention coverage for at least a week before each convention so that we can get enough listeners to raise adequate funds to more than pay for producing this coverage.
I say good.
Okay, you're submitting that in writing. It's been seconded. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, no objection.
We are at time on the extension, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm afraid we're out of time.
I just didn't get an answer to my earlier second question.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the earlier second?
About how the general managers and program directors feel about the must-carry?
They vary. I would say that as a whole, probably not too much in the positive realm. I think K was in favor. I think W is in favor. A had some flexibility reservations, as Brian mentioned. And then at WBAI, the GM was not on this most recent call, and the PD only had reservations because of their fund drive, so anything that we can do to accommodate that. So for different reasons. But the point is that this used to happen regularly. I did not support it happening regularly. I do not anticipate that it will in the future. But, again, it's just for this special issue, and it also gives us a chance to, if we do have national coverage or special coverage, it could be one station producing something that wants it to be distributed nationally. So, you know, this doesn't have to be done this way, but let's explore the notion of if we do that sort of thing, how you can raise money at the same time for the foundation, and this will give us a chance to test it out.
Okay, we're out of time. We'll go to Serene's motion to...
Sorry.
And I want to extend a further 10-minute extension.
Okay, it's been moved for a further 10-minute extension. Is there a second to that?
A second.
Is there any objection to extending a further 10 minutes?
Yes. Do you mean, I'm sorry, do you mean for this item or for the whole meeting, Brian?
For this item.
I don't think we need 10 minutes. I bet.
Okay. Any objection to those minutes for this item?
May I offer 5 minutes?
Is there an objection to 5 minutes? Okay, we'll extend it for 5 minutes without objection.
Brian DeStack?
Yes, Brian.
I'd like to propose a second amendment.
Yes.
To add the following sentence, any monies raised during the broadcast shall be allocated towards the central services balance of any radio station in whose signal area the donor resides.
This is Serene.
If there's a second, I'll motivate it.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Yes, let's hear his motivation, and then we'll go to Serene.
So I think it's accurate that national broadcasts like this draw big audiences, and that's a fundraising opportunity if it's done right. I think we should also acknowledge it's going to the same well that the stations go to when they raise money, and they're already, in theory, giving 20% of what they raise, roughly, to national purposes. I think we should be careful that we're not robbing Peter to pay Paul here, or completely draining the donor base before our stations go into their summer fund drives. So, you know, for the stations that are in arrears on central services, which is almost all of them, the money is going to the national office. They're just getting credit for it. It's going to come off their balance. And if there's any station that's completely paid up, there'll be a little bit more paid up. But, you know, I think if the money is coming from the audience that they've built up, it should be credited to the money that they're already, in theory, paying to the national office so it can have resources for things like national broadcasts.
Nancy, to the stack, I have a substitute motion.
We had Serene, and we'll get to Nancy.
And Bill.
And Dan Goodman, add me to the stack. I have a question.
Can I switch places with Nancy?
Sure. I mean, Nancy, and then Serene, then Bill, and then was it Grace?
Jan. Friendly amendment to Bill's substitute. I'm not sure the correct procedural wording for that, but how about if we, if the money collected by by your proposal, if it is split between the station and the central services?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
What's your question, Adriana?
How many? We have one motion and three amendments of substitutions?
No, I think we have one major motion. Brian has got one amendment, and I think Nancy is making another.
No. Bill Crozier made the first amendment.
And wasn't it passed without objection?
No, Bill Crozier was passed without objection. The only one with the amendment we're discussing now was Brian, and then Nancy is now trying to, is making
Okay, thank you.
So, Nancy, everybody understand Nancy's amendment?
Instead of the funds, all of the funds raised going by this procedure, by this allocation designation to the central services, instead to be split between central services and the station, 50-50.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Well, I'm going to second it because I want to amend it, and we would have to do that first, right?
I don't think we can go with another amendment. This is the third amendment.
And Jan Goodman, okay. I have a question, a point of information.
What's your question?
The people who make donations, will their donations entitle them to membership?
Lydia, do you want to address that, or Lydia, you want to address that?
Yes, and that would actually favor, and by the way, that's kind of why I wanted all these financial aspects of this motion to be dealt with next week, is because Brian's motion would facilitate that, because the donation then is credited to a particular station.
Hello, this is Bill. I can't hear you.
Oh.
If you can hear me, call me back.
Hello?
Everything went dead.
Okay.
My phone says I'm still connected. I can't hear anything.
I don't know why his phone keeps doing this.
Michael, can you call me back?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but anyway,
still can't hear anything.
If it's credited to the particular station or the area that the person is at, then it's in compliance with the bylaws. But that's something that I did want to discuss next week when we get into the nuts and bolts of what is possible in terms of allocating this on the spot to a particular station and so forth. I mean, we can certainly look, even when you take the call and whatever, you can see what the zip code is and what area it's from. So I guess, you know, at that point, you can have the person taking the call say, this is KPFA or WPFW or whatever. And if the donation is to the station, and then it conjures up the question, then in this case, do we have to specify that in order for the person to know they're a member of that particular station? So it gets more complicated, and I wanted to have more time to explore that. It did occur to me, but the bylaws are really specific. Like if you give a donation to PRA, according to the bylaws, you have to, in order to have a ballot to vote, you have to have the donation go to a station. So, but I think that Brian's motion comes the closest to that, and then we can explore it further next Thursday once we look into it. But I would ask that we separate out all of the financial distribution until next week and simply deal with the programming aspect of the must carry and the outreach, which we already passed in the amendment.
Okay.
This is Bill. I'm back. Thanks for calling me back. I want to be on the stack, too.
I'm out. Who's next?
Point of order. We are at time on the five-minute extension.
Okay.
Point of order.
Michael, you had a point of order?
Yes. Nancy made an amendment, which I don't think was ever seconded because Serene wanted to second it to make another amendment, and that was not possible. So I think that what is on the agenda at the moment is Brian's original amendment.
Okay. Let me ask Serene, did she second it? I wasn't sure if she seconded it or not.
Well, I had said I was willing to second it.
So did you second it?
Can we extend for 2 minutes so that I can move to table Brian's amendment, unamended, or whatever?
You can't table an amendment without tabling the motion it's attached to.
Yeah.
Why can't we detach it?
Because that's what Robert's rule says.
I don't know. I think Lydia just made a really good point about the financial stuff becoming a little more entangled.
Point of order?
Yes. Janet, what's your point of order?
You were asking if Nancy's substitute motion was seconded by Serene, and I don't have a clear answer.
Doreen, did you second the motion?
In principle.
We need for the record if he seconded or not. Is it a yes or a no?
I'll take credit for having seconded it. Yes.
Okay. So we're out of time. We're going to go to the vote on...
This is Bill. I moved to extend because I was off the call for a couple of minutes. I just wanted to make a quick comment.
To extend it?
No, we extend for 1 minute.
I had moved to extend for two.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't on the floor to extend for 2 minutes. Was there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending for 2 minutes?
Sorry, who seconded?
Dan Goodman.
Dan.
Okay, it's been extended for 2 minutes. No objection. Okay. I think we had Serene and Bill. Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I would like someone to help me with Robert's rule so that we can find a way to table the division of money portion of this because it is more involved than we can address in the next minute and a half. So can we have a Robert's rules expert come up with a way to do that?
You can vote it down and bring it as a separate motion at a subsequent meeting, or you can vote it up and then revise it at a subsequent meeting.
This is Lydia.
And that will take 2/3, right?
No, with notice it takes a simple majority.
Okay.
Good.
Vote it up.
Lydia, what are you saying?
No, I was going to say the same thing that Brian did, is that you can vote it up and then just amend it next time when I have more information.
And Bill?
Okay, yeah, Bill.
Well, I'd just like to point out, we're overly complicating this, and let's not forget that the national office is paying for the production of this. It's not free, so it seems obvious that we should allow all the funds to go to the national office. But if you want to work out something later, that can be done separate list. We don't need a motion for that. But,
yeah, that's not true. The national office is drawing salaried employees from the stations to produce this. It's paying for the plane tickets and for national technical staff. Everybody's pitching in.
And lodging and what other expenses there are, yeah. But, okay. And there's a lot of work involved,
and,
I know.
And the money that the national
planning and
Chair,
setting it up.
Point of order. Point of order.
Okay, Janet, what's your point of order?
This is a back and forth, and I didn't hear you recognize one of the last speakers.
Okay.
I recognize them. You want me to tell you who they were?
Okay.
The chair.
Where are we with time? I know we extended for 2 minutes.
They have expired.
We're out.
Okay, we're going to go to the vote. We're either going to vote these things up or down. So our time is up. We have Nancy's amendment, and we have Brian's amendment, then we have the original motion. So,
Nancy's substitute.
I'm sorry, Nancy, substitute. Nancy, you want to repeat that so everybody will know what they're voting on?
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
Do we have the motions in writing?
Yes, that's important. Have you all submitted those in writing?
Yes, Brian did, and I'm working on putting mine in writing. So far I have, any monies raised during the broadcast shall be allocated toward any station in whose signal area the donor resides, and that 50% of that allocation will go toward that station's central service balance.
Okay.
Is that clear?
In writing, do everybody understand that? Okay, is there an objection to that amendment?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron? No. No. Alexander?
Just to clarify, this just splits the money half and half between national and the stations, right? That's the only amendment to the former motion?
Not really.
Okay, could Secretary, could you explain that so we understand what he's voting on?
Yes, so my understanding is that all of the money goes to the station, but 50% of what goes to the station is applied to their central services balance. to the national office.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Soon. Can't hear you. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanave?
No.
No. Crozier?
No.
No. Edward Steakert?
Yes.
Yes. Frentis?
Left the call.
Oh, right. Okay. Gammon?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes, Coburn passes. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Nwangaza? Nwangaza?
They dropped the call, and when I called back, I got a voicemail.
Okay, Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes, Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes, Roberts?
Yes.
Yes, Sorden?
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes, Bethune? Didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes, Coburn passed, votes yes, and Novick, you passed.
Start abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. That's 13 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. This passes.
Okay, as I understand it, that was a substitute motion for Brian. So now we'll
right.
That as the original amendment. Okay. Everyone understand what we're doing? Is there any objection to having that as the original amendment?
I have a question.
Yes, right.
Sorry. So I know I can give notice if I want to revisit this, but would I have to give notice on the whole motion, or can I just give notice on the substitute portion of it that has just been approved? Because I think it needs tweaking. Right.
I mean, yes, you can give notice on however way you want to phrase your notice. I don't see any reason why you can't do it.
Okay, so I'm going to give notice on amending the substitute next time.
Okay, but...
Serene, you want to give notice to reconsider? That brings the whole thing up for amendment again. Or you can give advance notice that you want to amend something previously adopted.
That latter one.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
point of order,
Michael. Yes.
That was an amendment. We still have to vote on the entire thing, including that amendment, right?
No, Serene's wasn't an amendment. She was just making
Nancy's was a substitute for an amendment to the main motion about the must carry.
So
we need to vote on the substitute because I opposed the substitute amendment.
We're going to be voting on the first substitute as the main motion for Brian's amendment, and then we got to vote on the original motion of as amended. So we're voting on Nancy's substitute as the main motion to Brian's motion.
Sorry, main. Oh, no, it's the main amendment. It's the amendment.
Everybody understand what we're doing? Any objections to that?
Yes, it's Bill.
Okay, it's been an objection. Could you call the roll, Madam Secretary?
This is great. Can you read the what we're voting on?
Please. Secretary, could you read the language exactly what the language is we're voting on?
I don't have it in front of me, and maybe somebody else does.
Nancy does. Do you have language in front of you?
Yes.
Please send it.
You mean Brian's
amendment?
No, no, your
no,
substitute
Nancy.
That we just voted on. Do you have
my
that?
My substitute. Okay. Any monies raised during the broadcast shall be allocated toward any radio station in whose signal area the donor resides, and that 50% of that allocation will go towards the station's central services. Strike versus will be. A little spelling error in there, but I think the meaning is.
Everybody, everyone understand that? That's going to be the original amendment.
And I don't see it in email, so can you email it?
I did mail it. I only mailed it to Brian. Okay. Let me redo it. And
point of information.
Yes.
Jan Goodman. So if somebody, you know, is living in Milwaukee, not in anybody's station area, they're in the Milwaukee affiliates of station area, I just want to clarify that that is going to go to the national office. Is that correct?
No, and that's one of the things that I would like us to tweak. That's why I'm giving notice to review.
I mean, is it going to go to the affiliates? Station, or where is it going to go?
No.
It's illegal for us to fundraise for affiliates without a waiver from the FCC. The pitches can only go on the stations we own.
So I just want to...
The caller should be allowed to choose the station it wants it to go to. But again, we don't have time to discuss it now. That's why we're giving notice.
We're going through debate of all of that. The only thing we need clarification on is what we're voting on. And I think we've clarified what we're going to be voting on.
Move to extend 2 more minutes, still.
No, it's not going to be straightened up, Instrument.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Where there's too much confusion.
I object.
Is there a second to extending for 2 minutes? Okay, so second. So we're going to, everybody understand what we're voting on. Nancy sent it out, so now we're going to vote.
Well, I have a request for information. If this amendment's passed, how is the national office to pay their expenses for the convention coverage? I don't understand how that would happen.
Point of order, though, Bill. The only question you could ask is more procedural as to do you understand what we're voting on, because our time is up. We can't reopen debate and discussion on this item.
Well, it's about the implications.
Janet, I have an answer, I think, to Bill's question.
You want to quickly respond to that? Because all questions should be related to understand what we're voting on. But okay, Janet.
I believe at the last meeting we approved a budget for this. And so that's where it would come out of. I also have a question about this. Serene's notice to reconsider. I really don't understand.
Well, that's not
what point of information.
Okay. Well, that's not what's in front of us now. What's in front of us?
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
Can anybody read exactly what we are voting? We approved a substitute. Can we read exactly what we are voting and the implications?
Yeah, Nancy read it, but if you want to do it again, we're just going to read. We've already voted on it, now we're voting on it as the main amendment.
Everybody should have it by email now, but I'll read it again. Any monies raised during the broadcast shall be allocated toward any station in whose signal area the donor resides, and that 50% of that allocation will go towards that station's central services balance.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. So this is on the amendment, on the substitute as the amendment now.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. Aaron.
Pass.
Aaron?
Pass.
Pass. Out. Sorry?
I said I'm going to pass.
Pass. Alexander.
I pass.
Pass. Bethune.
I too shall pass.
Pass. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Absolutely no.
No. Edward Steakert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
He's no longer on the call.
Oh, right. Gammon.
Pass.
Pass. Goodman.
No.
Canty. No.
Hear me now?
Yes. No. Coburn passes. Novick.
No.
No. Nwangaza. She's not on the call anymore, right? Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Aaron, you passed?
Yes. My vote is no.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune, you passed?
No.
No. Gammon, you passed?
Yes.
Coburn passed and votes yes. I think that's it. Let me count. I have 9 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 10 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, now we'll go to the main motion of must carry with this amendment that just approved.
Well, the main, I'm sorry.
Your main motion. This, we're going to vote on your main motion with as amended.
No. May I see?
Yes, what's the, yes.
It's my main motion as amended by the closure piece, as amended by Nancy Sue.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Everyone understand what we're voting on? Is there any objection? Okay.
Can you please, yes, I don't understand. Can you please read the motion?
Can the secretary read the motion and as amended?
All right, let me try. So the original motion, I'm not sure if I can, oh, here it is. No, sorry. Oh, this was Serene's, okay. This is the one, whereas we will be broadcasting, is that the one, Serene?
Yeah.
Whereas we will be, Pacifica will be broadcasting from the Republican and Democratic Party conventions and contributions by network staff that represent a significant expenditure of human and cash resources. And whereas the program hosts will offer listeners the opportunity to help offset the costs of said coverage, to make the project more productive financially and more cost effective, be it resolved that all 5 Pacifica stations will carry the coverage of said conventions live and in its entirety. Should there be live coverage of the Green Party convention, the same rule shall apply, amended by further that all stations will be required to promote on air and via social media and their email lists the special convention coverage for all, for at least a week before each convention so that we can get enough listeners to raise adequate funds to more than pay for producing this coverage. And that amended by, any monies raised during the broadcast shall be allocated toward any radio station in whose signal area the donor resides, and that 50% of that allocation will go towards that station's central services balance.
Okay. Everyone understand what we're voting on. Is there any objection to that? Okay. No objection?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Brian. I wish to object.
Okay. There's an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay. One moment. Find the. Okay. Aaron.
Pass.
Alexander. Can't hear you. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Teekert.
No.
No. Fuentes. Oh, he's not on the call. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson. Wilkinson?
Oh, thank God. I was trying to take myself off mute, and I thought I disconnected myself. I wish to abstain. Thank you.
Abstain. Aaron, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander, didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 13 yes, 1 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, 14 yes, 1 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, we're now out of time, and that ends our public session. We'll now go to the closed session. I think, Michael, are you calling everyone for the closed session? Or?
Yeah, he has to.
Okay.
Yeah, give him a minute.
Okay, thank you all.
A point of information, is it wise to start a closed session at 11:18 Eastern Time? It's very late.
Well, that's what we have on the schedule. We've already voted on it. Okay, thank you all.
Okay.